My guest this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, and festive star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them live at the Reagan Building every Friday and Saturday evening. You can also check them out online at capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD is How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. You can also find previous albums, including several different holiday albums, which will be featuring a couple of songs from today. Elena, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Yeah, we're going to ruin some good holiday tunes for you today. I was actually looking at our album called Oh Christmas Bush,
which is
from a few years back, but it's actually still relevant because Al Gore is still whining about global warming, and they're reaching deals on climate change just this year, and we thought maybe we would have him just weigh in on that.
All right, here we go.
Hi, I'm former Vice President Al Gore, and I'm here to speak the truth, even though it might be inconvenient. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but you don't need to be spiteful. So hot, there's no chance of snow. Told you so, told you so, told you so. Because of this global warming, the North Pole is now transforming. Santa's suit is too hot, and so when he goes, wears a low-rise Speedo. No, the weather is not the norm. It's reversing the natural law. Teddy Kennedy's daiquiri's warm, and Hillary's starting to thaw. The planet is slowly dying. I'm serious, I'm not lying. Coastal flooding will start to grow. Told you so, told you so, told you so. But Florida's first to go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. I'm serious.
Oh, Elaine, I'll tell you what. Still a little bitter there, huh?
It's just still a little bitter. That's right. And it's so, what is it, so cold in Washington we're huddling around Hillary for warmth? No, there's some joke like that. I don't know. But yeah, I guess they reached their accord on climate change this year, so maybe Al Gore is sitting somewhere gloating. I don't know.
Perhaps, yeah. It was kind of confusing. The president kind of did that on his own, but he's kind of got a habit of that ever since Election Day. So.
That's true.
No controversy whatsoever after the midterms. Al Gore is certainly staying on message, despite the fact that we had a very cold winter last year. So far, we haven't seen much of that, but if the Old Farmer's Almanac is to be believed, it could get rather unpleasant in the next couple months.
So are you traveling over Christmas?
I am.
So you're traveling by air?
I am.
Okay. Well, one of the other bits I found on our Christmas Bush album was a warning from Homeland Security about all the things that possibly could go wrong. And it still seems up to date, so I thought we could play it.
All right, here we go.
'Twas the Night Before Christmas by Director of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and a general alert was issued that we'd received unspecified information that a creature might be stirring. Although we were unable to state the exact nature of the stirring or verify that such stirring might occur. We're damn sure it wasn't a mouse, because all mice were rounded up last week and brought to swift justice before a military tribunal. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care because they'd been pulled out of Grandpa's suitcase at airport security and subjected to chemical testing and rigorous internal security. As had Grandpa. When what, to my wondering eyes, should appear but a suspicious-looking bearded man who appeared to have many short helpers. We suspect these helpers of being members of the terrorist network known as Elf-Qaeda. To make a long story short, Mama in her kerchief was lying in bed while visions of sugar plums dusted with a mysterious white powder danced in her head. All of a sudden she heard such a clatter that she sprang to CNN to see what was the matter. She saw me making long statements about vague threats of an unspecified nature which we could do nothing about. She realized that if there was any shot at all at having a Merry Christmas, she should immediately turn off CNN and go back to bed. The end.
Wow, that's putting everybody in the holidays.
Today, turn off CNN. You'll be much better off. Just turn, you know.
Oh man, I can't wait for the sequel when you apprehend him inside the house. That's going to be the
holiday cheer from the Capitol Steps.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
But, you know, Al-Qaeda. You have to watch out for Al-Qaeda.
Oh, that's my favorite part of that, is Al-Qaeda. Very, very, very creative. Although now, you know, if they're offended by that, they could hack you.
That's true. That's true. I would like to see them read my emails, how bored they would be. I've always had the theory that you should never put anything in an email that the world couldn't see. Like, really. Same thing with Facebook.
Same thing with radio. You think you think your mic is off, but you probably don't want to say anything that you wouldn't want to get over the air.
We start bombing in 5 minutes.
Good example. Good example. Any special Christmas plans, Elena?
No, we're going to be doing some shows at the Reagan Building, and I'm going to be traveling to Connecticut, but the show will go on every Friday and Saturday at the Reagan Building.
Fantastic. Well, have a very Merry Christmas, and please wish the same to the whole troupe, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online, capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.